From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenya retaliates following last week's school massacre. Kenyan warplanes Sunday and Monday attacked two suspected militant camps in western Somalia following Thursday's massacre of nearly 150 people by Al-Shabaab militants at Garissa University. President Uhuru Kenyatta had vowed to respond to Al-Shabaab's attack. Meanwhile, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed told VOA that Kenya should avoid drastic measures as it tries to stop cross-border attacks. He objected to calls by some politicians to deport Somali refugees or build a wall along the Kenyan-Somali border. And he rejected accusations the refugees, who mostly live in the Dadaab refugee camps, are responsible for insecurity in Kenya. The president expressed sadness at last Thursday's attack on the Kenyan campus. Fierce clashes raged in southern Yemen between Shia Houthi rebels and forces loyal to the country's president. Witnesses say a foreign warship shelled targets in and around the southern port city Aden, while Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit an airbase north of that city, as well as around the capital Sana'a. Medical sources say more than 50 people have been killed in Aden in the past 24 hours. U.S. spokesperson Marie Harf responded Monday to a Red Cross appeal for a 24-hour ceasefire to bring in medical supplies.
They should be able to get medical supplies in, but more broadly, we don't think there should be a 24-hour pause. We think there should be just a pause, and that the parties should get back to political dialogue and end the fighting.
The United States has condemned what it called reprehensible attacks on relief workers in Yemen and Syria, saying the attacks led to the deaths of four more relief personnel. Relief workers have warned of a dire humanitarian situation in Yemen. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Monday called for the evacuation and protection of 18,000 Palestinian refugees trapped in a camp under siege by Islamic State fighters near Damascus. One UN official described conditions at the Yarmouk camp as beyond inhumane. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian UN ambassador.
We suffered enough as Palestinians, including Palestine refugees, in many countries, including in Syria. And we are not involved in the internal conflict in Syria because we suffered enough and we don't want to suffer more.
The head of the UN Relief and Works Agency told an emergency council meeting Monday civilians stuck in the camp are most concerned about bare survival. He called on all member states with influence in Syria to think about organizing an orderly and safe evacuation of those who want to leave. Witnesses Monday say suspected Boko Haram gunmen opened fire on villagers and set fire to several buildings late Sunday when they stormed the northeast Nigerian village of Kwajafa in Borno State, killing about 24 people. The attackers are said to have arrived in cars and gathered Muslims pretending to preach Islam near a mosque. Then they opened fire. Meanwhile, in the charred ruins of Malam Fatori in northern Nigeria, liberated from Boko Haram by troops from Chad and Niger, Niger's Army Chief of Staff, Seni Garba, is looking for better coordination with Nigeria. He says the joint Chad-Niger force doesn't have a mandate to secure towns they take back from Boko Haram. He says it's up to Nigerian military and civilian authorities to take charge. This, he says, would help his troops better pursue the Islamist extremist group. After more than 3 years in captivity, French commandos Monday freed Dutch hostage Syke Rieken in Mali. French military officials say two militants were killed in the operation, two others captured. Rieken, a 54-year-old train conductor, was taken captive in Timbuktu in November 2011. While on vacation with his wife last November, the Islamist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb posted a video of him. The French press agency reports an infant died of Ebola in Sierra Leone. The eastern district of Kalahun has been at the forefront of the country's recovery from the deadly virus after more than 3 months of no new cases. A Zambian police official says 17 people died when their truck hit a shop and overturned. The official says the truck was speeding and failed to stop at a traffic light and hit the store in Mazabuka in southern Zambia. India unveiled a national air quality index Monday to keep track of pollution levels in 10 cities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the new measure at a conference of state environment ministers in New Delhi. The new index will inform Indian citizens whether air quality for the day is healthy, poor, harmful, or hazardous.
That's the latest world news from VOA.